Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as we talk cattle on feed numbers with Tom Loeffler in just a moment. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Foundation will be hosting a succession and estate planning seminar. Michael Kelsey issues the invitation.
We're going to tackle this issue in a seminar on February 10th in Oklahoma City at the Embassy Suites on Meridian. It's going to be an all-day deal. We invite all of agriculture to come. Certainly, we want to focus on our members, but if you're a farmer, rancher, maybe a row crop producer or something, and you're looking at some of these types of things, we invite you to come.
For details about this estate planning seminar, contact the OCA 405-235-4391.
It's the Messner Ranch 55th Annual Production Sale, Saturday, February 6th at the ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. The sale gets underway at 12:30 that Saturday and will feature 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 70 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. Located 6 miles south and 11 miles west of Laverne, Oklahoma. For more information, call Milton Messner at 580-273-9494. That's 580-273-9494. You can also download a sale book at DVAuction.com.
Latest cattle on feed numbers out from the USDA this last Friday afternoon. And according to Tom Loeffler with Loeffler Commodities, indicates that this report not all that friendly.
On feed for January 1 came in at 100%. The trade was looking for 98.8%. December placements, 99%. The trade was looking for 94.7. And the marketings for December, 101%. The trade was looking for 101.8. Now, going back to our on-feed numbers, at 100%, that means that we have on-feed now 10,573,000 head of cattle. This is 5.1% below what the five-year average is.
As is often the case, the placement numbers telling the tale of this particular cattle on feed report, and Tom Loeffler says it's not friendly at all.
Now, the placement number is the most negative out of this whole report. With 99% placements, this is 1.525 million head of cattle placed, which is 8.3% lower than what the five-year average is. Kansas placements were 2% larger, Nebraska was up a percent, and Texas was down 6% versus a year ago. Now, this is the second smallest December placements of the past 20 years. It's also the second lowest placement number for 2015. Now, this also comes in as the third lowest placement of the past 34 straight months. Now, the weight breakdown of the placements showed the under 600-pound category down 14.8%. 600 to 699-pound category down 2.7%. This here is the surprising part. 700 to 799-pound category was up 6.9%, and 800-plus category was up 10% versus a year ago.
As for the number of cattle being marketed, according to this latest report,
December marketings, they came in at 101%, which means that we marketed 1,674,000 head of cattle, 4.2% less than what we see for the five-year average. December marketings were the fourth lowest of the past 20 years. Kansas and Nebraska both saw their marketings unchanged versus a year ago, while Texas increased by 7% compared to a year ago.
Tom Loeffler with Loeffler Commodities talking with our own Leslie Smith about this last Friday's Cattle on Feed report. And those placement numbers, the key, of course, to the report, as they often are, not as big as much of the rest of 2015 on a month-to-month basis, but on a percentage basis compared to a year ago, quite a bit bigger than what the trade was expecting. As a result, this latest Cattle on Feed report, a bearish report for the industry to be chewing on. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. It's the Roger Mills County Cattlemen's Association 38th Annual All Breed Bull Sale coming up Saturday, February 6th at 12:15 p.m. at the Cheyenne Ag Pavilion, Cheyenne, Oklahoma. Over 50 breeding age bulls, registered and commercial, including Angus, Limflex, Limousine, Composite, Sim Angus, and Red Angus and Hereford. For more information, you can contact Linda Lucas at 580-497-7366 or Earl Bottom at 580-821-0633. The Roger Mills County All Breed Bull Sale, Saturday, February 6th. That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.